Almost done, gentlemen. Sam Toll for the record, Gold Hill. I heard Mr. Witten use the term eminent domain to be a solution of having the county take ownership of the depot on D Street. The county currently owns a number of historic buildings, as he pointed out, and has, I'm guessing, a plan for this depot as well. My concern is what that plan is, what we're going to do with that, and how the the taking of private property from an individual who is in ownership of that, whether or not his partner wants to sell or not, whether or not the county thinks that they should buy it or not, is in the best interest of all of the county residents. I would point out that the Gold Hill Depot, which the county currently owns, basically languishes unoccupied. And in fact, to my knowledge, only once this year has it been used, and that would be to house the retirement party for Mr. Haymore. I would suggest that before we impose the authority of the state to remove someone's personal property, justly compensated, that there be a real reason, a compelling reason, and a plan for what we're going to do with that property. Because simply taking it from someone because it may be perceived as an eyesore or a public hazard that's going to catch fire is not the, at least doesn't meet my criteria for taking private property for the use of someone. We heard Donald Trump took the property of a little old lady who owned the one little speck of property before he could build his parking lot on one of his casino properties. I think that's disingenuous, and I think that in absence of a plan, I think that it's completely inappropriate for the county to wield that authority on a private property owner.
Staff